Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast here in the Big House Studios. Got great friend Gabe Edney riding shotgun this morning with me, as always. So good morning or good afternoon, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's what we roll. We roll during the morning. We roll at night. We roll when it is. Good day, AT. We're going to talk about some distraction. You were just talking about something. What's funny is you can be driving down the interstate. You could get a little distracted and miss it and miss the exit, be able to come into here. You can get a little distracted and miss it. And that's what we're going to talk about today is some distractions that will cause you to miss some of the biggest things that God can have for your life. It's just tough sometimes. I don't know why we get distracted because we know what's important. It's simple, isn't it?
Yeah. We've been talking about hearing the Lord, how important that is. After one of our podcast recordings, after we recorded in the studio here, we decided we're going to talk about distractions. And you said you struggled with distractions a lot, trying to be flat and stuff like that. So I think that's normal. I'd like to say too, for those of you listening to this podcast, we want to make this stuff as practical as possible. It's not hard to hear the Lord. And a lot of people struggle with just the thought of that thing. A lot of times they go immediately to, I've never heard the audible voice of God. I'm not going to say that's not important. It'd be really important if God speaks to you in an audible way. And I bet you some of them listen on the podcast and believe they've heard the audible voice of God. And I believe that they have. I haven't. I know God speaks to me in all kinds of ways. If I can learn to get my receptors out there and pay attention, we're going to be good at hearing the Lord. Gabe, the first thing that has to happen is we have to put a real priority on that, a real high value on hearing the Lord. So that's the first key, because everyone has all these other things that can serve as distractions. When we take that time to hear the Lord, we got all these other things going on in our mind. We got job, we got family, we got business, we got this, we got health, we got everything that we can possibly, everything you can possibly think of. So I think one of the things that helps more than anything, first off, making a priority. Number two is get your heart and mind in a good place when you're going to take this time to spend with the Lord. And then it takes some time and practice to learn how to deal with distractions. But I said this on the previous podcast that I listen to a lot of health stuff, a lot of brain stuff, a lot of fitness stuff, a lot of nutrition stuff. And for a year and a half, every one of these people that I listened to in one way or another, and more often than not, talked about the value of meditation. Now, I just want to say right off the bat that meditation gets a bad rap because of transcendental meditation, spirit guides, and those kind of things. The word meditate or meditation is used in some form or fashion, the Hebrew words and the Greek words. It's used around 20 times in the Bible. So it's a Bible thing, and it's not rare that the enemy, the forces of darkness, want to try to pervert and counterfeit that and move people away from that. So I kept hearing that. Every time I tell people this, I say, you'll probably blow it off just like I blew it off 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. But I kept hearing it so much, I thought, okay, they must think there's some value to this. So I started doing that. I bought the Calm app, C-A-L-M, the Calm app. Walks you through all those things and helps you learn how to get mindful, learn how to get your focus. A lot of times, focus on your breath and stuff like this. Again, for those of you listening, I think you can get a trial. You can get a 7-day free trial thing on that, on the Calm app. And the reason I would suggest that you do that is because it helps you get mindful. It helps you get in the moment, and it helps you deal with these distractions. It's real normal for you to have distractions. So again, back up to number one, very first thing is to make it a priority. And I would say that you have to decide that I want to hear the Lord. It's just possible that what the Lord has to say to you is more important than your Instagram, your Snapchat, and your Facebook feed. So those things are really distracting. I'm not trying to cut the rug out from under you on that. This is a time where you want to get your focus on the Lord. And so there's some practical things that we want to talk about today.
It really depends, I think, on some level of the kind of person you are, your personality, what you want out of life. Do you want to sit and talk to the Father? Do you want that time with Him? Or do you want that time with other people? there's some people, and this is just the truth, there's some people that just would rather impress other people than the Father at all, totally, and probably don't even know it. And I think from my perspective of being distracted, it's like, okay, so do I take a phone call? Do I not take a phone call? Do I need to stop and talk to that person? There's so many little distractions of just make the time, take the time.
Again, it's probably a natural thing to the flesh. We're spirit beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, how did that thing say? The question was, are you a fleshly being with a spiritual experience? Or are you a spiritual being, a fleshly experience? And so we're spirit beings. But at the same time, we live in the world. There's this thought game. When you get your focus on the Lord, obviously there's going to be some distractions. And if we have an adversary, right? The devil who walks about like a roaring lion. Of course, the enemy, a lot of airtime. We teach our people to do spiritual warfare around here, but I'm not going to give him any more airtime than we need to, except for you to know, those of you who listen, that you have authority over that. And so you have authority over your mind. There's a quote that, I've flunked this one. I've been on the bad end of this in a time or two, but it says, the human mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. I think what we're talking about in learning how to meditate, learning how to close that, push out the distractions, I think those things help us to get control of our mind and not have our mind in control of us. So that's one of the things I think I've learned with that calm app. And so that's helped me. Notice this morning, I've had several streaks. I've been doing it not quite a year yet. I think it'll be a year in March or April, but I'm on a 119-day streak of doing it every day. I built it into my routine. I get up in the morning, I get my, drink a big glass of water, I take my vitamins, I get my coffee going. First thing I do when I sit down with my coffee is I do calm app meditation. Usually they're 7 or 8 minutes or 10 or 11 minutes, depending on how much time I have. But the thing I think that's done the most good for me is it's helped me to get in the moment and learn how to deal with distraction. So I recommend it. And again, we open ourselves up for some criticism, suggested meditation because of what people think out there. See if you think that's something that's beneficial for you. I think it would be. And like I said, I think you can get a 7-day free trial and practice it. Just see how it works for you. Julie has already noticed the difference in me. I'm not as edgy. I'm more in the moment. And I'll tell you, it's helped me so much, Gabe. It'll help you get in the moment, learn to deal with distractions. Now, that's something totally different than sitting down and spending some time with the Lord. So we're going to talk about some more practical things that'll help with that. But the call app will help you get in the moment. It'll teach you how to deal with distractions, which is what we're talking about. It's pretty important to learn how to deal with distractions because distraction can take you completely out of the mode of hearing the Lord.
So go into a little bit of the call app, because that's just something about, okay, so what are some of the pieces of getting started into that? I know it's download the app and some of the technical stuff, but what is it telling you? What is it telling you to do? What are some of the things that it tells you to do? I don't have it. I don't have the app. I know you suggested to me a little while back. I did do the 7-day trial, literally never touched it. It's a want to, you've got to either make yourself or you got to be disciplined enough to do it.
I still consider myself a rookie at it. I haven't been doing it for a year. Most of the meditations that I do, it's real extensive. It's got all kinds of guided meditations. It's also got meditations where you can just set a timer. You can do like background music, or you can do white noise or brown noise or stuff like that, or ocean waves and stuff like that. And then it'll give you a little bell ring when you're 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 30 minutes are up. I think about the longest ones I've done, about 25 minutes or something like that. It goes pretty fast once you start to do it. Normally in the morning, when I look at the Calm app, it'll have four options. And like this morning, there was 11 minutes, and it'll have a topic. It might be talking about distractions. I think I've done one recently that was about distractions. And it will always remind, let's say I'm going to do an 11-minute meditation. It'll be a man or a woman. They talk wide. They'll tell you, take a couple of deep breaths. That's always the kind of the start. Taking a couple of deep breaths. You get in the moment, get your focus on it. Close your eyes or not. I always close my eyes usually. And you get your focus on your breath. Your inhale, your exhale, and you get your focus on your breath. It'll remind you from time to time. No, when your mind wanders, just bring it back to your breath. So it takes time. Like I said, I've been doing this not quite a year. I've gotten a lot better at it, but I'm still not perfect at it. You can pick one of those. It'll have a topic. The person will talk a little bit and tell you a little bit about something. It's always real informative, real helpful. And then it'll take you into a kind of meditation and take a deep breath and relax your facial muscles, relax your shoulders, it'll get through your body, relax your chest, your stomach, your abdomen, and your legs, and just relax, take a deep breath. And when you take that deep breath, you just let it out. And again, you're going to have distractions, but you just bring it back. And then they'll go through a time where they'll just set you off in a direction and you're quiet. Focus on your breath. When I'm doing those things, I don't try to think about a lot of other things. I try not to think about a lot of other things. I just keep my mind on my breath. So it's not about, what we're talking about here is not what we're talking about when we're talking about here in the Lord. We're talking about learning how to discipline our mind to deal with distractions. Mm-hmm. When we do take that time, which we got to talk about that too. It's really helpful that way.
I just picture you. I don't know why I see this picture. I see, do you go in and cross your legs and hold your hands out and do your fingers and touch your fingers?
That's a candle.
Are you just sitting in your chair?
No, I'm just sitting in my chair.
How do you not fall asleep?
A lot of times I will do one, a 10 or 15 minute one before I go to bed. It's completely relaxing. And I mean, I tell you, we've talked about this a lot. I've struggled with sleeping and it's helped me so much with that. So a lot of times I'll do that. And I'll do a 15 minute meditation before bed. And it's got, the God map will tell you, it's got some for sleeping and some for different things. It's real broad. It's like your smartphone. Just my smartphone is smarter than I am. And so the Calm app's got a lot more stuff than I've even used.
Yeah.
Again, it just helps you get in the moment. And I think that's when we're now, let's shift over to talking about taking that time to hear from the Lord. Then when you have distractions, you are starting to get in the mode of learning how to deal with it. You're still going to have. But the more you practice this, the less you're going to have, the quicker you're going to be able to deal with them. So it just takes time. And again, getting back to the original thing, if you make it a real priority, it's worth the work that you put in to do this. It really is. And again, just for those of you out there, I blew it off for two or three years. And all these people that I listen to talking about it.
What you're saying for sure is the Calm app is not your connection to hearing the Father.
No.
But it is a discipline to be able to, when you are open to listening to the Father, the distraction helps with the distractions. Sure. I say we go into on the next podcast, we talk about moving to the next step after you get past, okay, you went through the Calm app, and I know you still do it daily. You still do it. But then transferring that, it's almost like for me, it's like taking your golf game from the range onto the course.
Mm-hmm. Let me just say this too, is that on the Calm app, again, they have, you can do it 1 minute, 3, 5, 10, 30 minutes, hour, whatever, where there's no sound at all. But you can use that time. You can put some background, you put some worship music on. Can't do that on the app, but you can put it on in it, which I think is going to be one of those things. We talk about some practical things that will help you deal with that. And that's one of them. Like I've said before, when we worship, when you're listening to worship music, and you can worship without singing, right? You can worship by talking. You can worship by being quiet. You can worship in a lot of different ways. It's really unlimited ways. But when you worship, when you engage, now you can listen to it, and that's one thing. But when you engage, when you get in with what's happening, it calibrates your heart, one, and it gets your mind in a really good place to hear the Lord. So that's going to be one of those practical things we can talk about more.
All right, let's do that next podcast. You guys stay with us. We're going to have another one coming up right after this one. You guys can, if you like what you're hearing, make sure to tell your friends and family to download the Kingdom Cowboy podcast on your preferred platform. For Gabe and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go. If you want more about the Kingdom Cowboy, go to andyrtaylor.com. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.